mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at CECTurfandTractor.com.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. Tonight, you got the Giants on Thursday Night Football against the mighty Patriots. And you also have Game 5 of the ALDS between the Rays and the Astros. Glasnow and Cole as the Yankees await their opponent in the ALCS. And the two Game 5s that we had yesterday, if you're looking at it from the losing team perspective, two of the worst ways to lose in an elimination game. Not that there's a good way to lose, but when you see the Atlanta Braves, that game was lost before they had an opportunity to hit. 10-0 in the first inning, the game was over. And then last night, unbelievably so, but maybe believably so, the LA Dodgers lose to the Washington Nationals, who come storming back against guess who to tie the game? Clayton Kershaw. Unreal. He comes in, strikes out. The first batter he faces on three pitches. The next three pitches, two out of the three of them, out of the park, game tied, Nationals win in extra innings, Howie Kendrick grand slam, unreal, and the Nationals move on. Good morning, Boomer, how are you?
I'm doing great, Gio, and I have to give you credit. You called it yesterday. You said that if they go to Clayton Kershaw, game over, Washington's going to win, and you were so right. I was thinking about it when those home runs were going sailing out of the ballpark. You know, I'm a big Clayton Kershaw fan. I think he's a terrific pitcher, and there's something that happens to the Dodgers in the playoffs with their bullpen and the way that Dave Roberts manages them.
Yeah.
That just never works out. Like, getting the one out for Clayton Kershaw wasn't good enough. We have to put him back out there to see if he can get us three more outs. And then, you know, putting Joe Kelly out there after he gets a 1-2-3 inning again, you know, I think for like maybe the fifth or maybe it was about the eighth or ninth time he's going for extended out of 55 appearances this year. I mean, it's mind-numbing. It's mind-numbing that they stay away from Kenley Jansen. They don't want to put him out there. They don't trust him, but he's their closer. There's a lot of things that can go on here, but when things go wrong and things blow up in your face the way that they have for the Dodgers over the last few years, it comes back to the manager and his decision-making, and this is why – you know, I think many fans around here, Yankee fans around here, noticed growth in Aaron Boone over the last year, since last year's playoffs, that he's not messing around.
Yep.
That he's got a stacked bullpen, and he's going to go to that bullpen, and he's going to use those arms. Dave Roberts, for 3 years now, I think has had, I feel like it's been 10 years, but has had opportunities, and it always seems like in the biggest spots, the decisions he's making, which I'm sure not are just his own decisions, but his analytics department is probably helping him in this regard. They blow up in their face. They blow up in their face. It's unbelievable. Yeah. And it's like 3 years in a row now.
Well, 3 years in a row. I mean, how about 7 years in a row for the Dodgers? And I don't know what it's like to have a team that's that good and is always there competing for a championship and coming up short 7 straight years. And in those 7 straight years, you got 3 NLDS losses, 2 World Series losses, and 2 NLCS losses.
Yeah, I'm talking about the last 3 years in particular.
Well, I mean, you had 2 World Series, 2 out of the last 3. You know, and 1 goes to 7 games, of course, in 2017. I mean, this is just, and Clayton Kershaw, you know, I don't like when people say, I feel bad for this guy, I feel bad for that
guy.
Well,
I'm sorry, I kind of do. But
this one, when he, because of the way that he handled it in the post game, and he goes, everything that they say about me in the postseason is true.
I mean, that's right, well, what he's honest.
And there's the choke sound. Yes, I mean, that's what he said. I just felt awful for him and the way that he reacted.
So you do feel awful
for him. I did. I don't normally feel bad for guys.
I
feel
bad
for this guy because he's had
here's the thing. This guy's had an unbelievable career. He's been one of the best pitchers of his generation. And this is what he's going to be remembered for. This is it. And just to be that good and then this be that large of a stain on his resume is just a tough thing
to
deal with.
All right, so a couple things. So you feel like crap if you're Dave Roberts. You certainly feel like crap if you're either Kershaw or Kelly. How do you feel if you're Bryce Harper?
Oh, my goodness.
And your team is going to the National League Championship Series while you change teams and you play for a team that basically collapsed at the end of the season where you're supposed to be a leader.
Yeah, first time ever that the Washington Nationals advanced to the NLCS. Bryce Harper isn't there. The Phillies win the offseason. Bryce Harper's on the Phillies, and then they don't even finish in the top three in the division in the NL East. It's crazy. It really is. And you got to think, what's wrong with me? Is it me? He has to be thinking that, right? Plus part of his story is choking out Papelbon and managers getting fired and
crazy,
all sorts of stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, it really does not look good for him at all.
A manager may get fired again down in Philadelphia. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. You haven't heard a thing about that, though.
I know, maybe he should go to the rage room for the Flyers or something.
Maybe. But, I'd pay to see that.
But really what it comes down to tonight is that, you know, there are two road teams that won.
Yeah, I know.
And if the third road team wins tonight, you know what that means.
Well, that the Yankees will have home field for the rest of the way.
And you're going to the game on Saturday.
Well, that I would, yeah. So I'm going to go to one ALCS game. If it's the Rays, I'll go Saturday. If it's the Astros, I'll go Thursday, game five.
I know, it's all about you, so you want the Rays to win.
I would rather go on a Saturday, yes.
Right.
I would rather go on a Saturday. But, hey, whatever it is, I'm not going to be upset if it's the Astros because that's going to be an epic series. It's just going to be an epic series.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting. So here are the Rays. You know, they got Glasnow going for them. And, of course, they're going against Gerrit Cole. And, you know, you saw the pitchers yesterday. Buehler pitched well. And Strasburg, once he finally settled down, he pitched really well into
Flaherty
the sixth inning. Flaherty pitched great in the other game. So the question is can Tampa, you know, get to the Houston bullpen? Or will they get after Gerrit Cole in a situation where nobody is predicting that?
No, they aren't. I mean, I yesterday, nobody predicted what you saw, except for the Kershaw part of it.
You did.
Yeah, but especially, I mean, think about the game five between the Braves and the Cardinals. Nobody saw that coming. I mean,
that's just crazy. The way that thing unfolded in the first inning was great.
God.
I texted Ronnie Darling. I said, man, this is insane.
Yeah.
And then, all right, so I was so sick to my stomach over watching this. Not that I wanted the Braves to win. I just wanted to watch a good baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a good baseball game in the third inning. Something was telling me that I had to go out and get Utz potato chips. And now I figured out what it is because I watched the highlights again this morning with you. So
the NLDS presented by Utz.
It's unbelievable. It's all over
everywhere.
The place. Yeah. And I knew that I was missing something in my life. So I went out and bought, like, you know, three bags of Utz potato chips.
Wow. Advertising really working. So
I don't know. It's subliminal or something. And then is Darling working with Brian Anderson? Is that who he's working with?
Yeah, I think it is. I forget whatever that play-by-play guy is.
He kind of told a story. Well, not a story, but he told a little bit of TV behind the scenes that the Utz sign behind home plate really isn't in the stadium. That's a green screen. And we all know that in TV, that they put these ads up, and they rotate the ads throughout the innings. And that Utz thing kept coming up, and it kept telling me, go get some Utz, go get some Utz.
You got some Utz.
I was so sick of, like, just watching this game at this point that I went out and bought three bags of Utz potato chips.
Well, look at that. See? Who says that advertising doesn't work? That was unbelievable. Look at those Utz people have to be thrilled.
And then on top of all of this, right, so I'm watching these games. I get to bed late. I have a dream. I wake up this morning around, you know, early, as we always do, and I hit the snooze button, the alarm, and I fell right back to bed, and I went deep into REM sleep again.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's tough.
And this part of my sleeping, I had a dream about Tom Brady.
Okay, now the last time we talked about you and a quarterback in a dream, it was you and Aaron Rodgers in bed.
Right. I was not in bed with Tom Brady.
Okay.
I was working out with Tom Brady out on a field. He was over running plays or something. I was doing something. Then he came over to me and he goes, hey, man, do you get a rash on your foot from your ice skates?
Hmm. It's time for Boomer's Fantasy.
And I said, no, I don't. I mean, my skates fit perfectly. Everything's good. I said, you know, I know what's the problem. How long have you been skating? He goes, well, you know, about 3 weeks. I'm like, 3 weeks? I mean, yeah, well, you got to get used to it. I said, you know, scoring goals yet? And he goes, yeah, I had a hat trick last night. I'm like, yeah, of course you did. And then I woke up and said, I got to get the WFAN and talk some baseball.
Yeah, that's right.
So I must have had Tom Brady on my mind because of tonight's game.
Yeah, he might have a hat trick tonight against the Giants.
It was like one of those weird, odd days yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was. And then, of course, tonight, this is what we've been waiting for. We're finally going to know the Yankees' opponent. And you got the Giant game on top of it, which is going to be interesting. I mean, I actually feel... I don't think the Giants are going to win. I picked the Patriots in the Giant knockout pool that I'm in when you can pick the same team every week. But I feel better about the Giants' chances against the Patriots than I did the Jets against the Eagles. Because of the quarterback play.
You want to see Daniel Jones play, but he's not going to have Evan Ingram. He's not going to have Saquon Barkley.
Yeah,
he's not going to have Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, I think that just illustrates the fact that I think Daniel Jones is competent enough to be able to pull off a miracle where Luke Falk was never able to do that. It's not going to happen. It's going to get ugly. Daniel Jones is just, it's going to be a really, really tough spot for him. But as long as he comes out of this game healthy... what an experience for him to be able to go
up. It's a growing thing. It's all about next year. It's not about this year anyway.
Right. And right now he's thinking we can win this game. That's what he's thinking.
Oh, interesting. So tonight is the 8:20 start for football, and you'll be about an hour and 15 minutes into the baseball game. That starts at 7:07 tonight on FS1. So I wonder if it will be a four-hour game tonight for baseball.
Yeah, I doubt it because the way that Cole's been pitching. But, I mean, hell, you even had the game... 3 of Twins Yankees was 2-0 in the 7th inning, and it ended up being a 4-hour and 2-minute affair. So even when you've got not a lot of offense and pitchers doing their thing, it still ends up being longer games in the postseason. But you would imagine that Gerrit Cole would continue his dominance tonight. But I mean, after seeing yesterday and seeing the Rays and against Verlander, I don't know, I keep building a case for Tampa tonight, but I just kind of think it's an exercise in futility to keep trying to figure out a way that they can win.
Yeah, there is a reason why they play the game.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
All right, just wondering.
Heard that before.
Sometimes you forget that.
No.
I have to say, you know, your take on Clayton Kershaw yesterday turned out to be prophetic, man.
I mean, it was sort of just like a throwaway line with Jerry as he's going through. He goes, well, they're going to start Walker Buehler, and then they're going to bring in Clayton Kershaw right behind him. I just said, just in time to blow the game. I mean, just sort of like a joke, and then it ends up being... just like that.
So you saying that is just kind of like the thought process I think probably a lot of Dodgers fans probably had going into it. Like, what are we doing here?
Kershaw.
I mean, why, like, I always say this. I understand, you know, like just how good certain starters may be coming out of the pen as of like the way Corbin did last night.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, so he was great last night. Pitched an inning and a third, got 3 strikeouts. And he was great. It's not for everybody, you know. It's just a weird kind of situation. And I always think like you play all year long with a certain group of guys, and then you come to the money spot in a game that means everything to move on, and then all of a sudden you're changing the way you're doing things.
Yeah,
is it right?
No, but it's also it's using every weapon you have available to you. I mean, in the regular season, you're thinking we've got so many games to play. We got to set ourselves up for the postseason. In a game like this, you don't know if you're going to survive, so you got to use every weapon available.
Here it is. You know, you're bringing in a guy who already has a history of failure in the playoffs, and you're bringing him in a spot where you think, okay, you know, he should be able to get through this. He gets through the first batter. I would have said, that's it. Enough.
Well, if you think about it, he comes in with runners on base in the 7th inning, and then he strikes out Adam Eaton on 3 pitches.
That's what I'm saying. He's the hero. Sit him down. Good. Great. Thanks, Clayton. You did your job. Now go get another guy.
Yeah.
And that's the way. And he went back to him.
Right. So 6 pitches for Clayton Kershaw.
Six pitches.
Right. 3 of them are to Adam Eaton, and it's a strikeout, all are strikes. The next 3, 2 out of 3, out of the park.
Unbelievable.
And the Rendon, the pitch that Rendon hit out, I mean, that was not a bad pitch. He went and got that off the ground and hit it out.
But there's still something there. Like, there's something you can never put your finger on.
However, the Juan Soto one, after the Rendon one, the one that tied the game.
That was a meatball.
It was. And Soto, my goodness. I mean, to want to talk about a superstar. We know this already. We said it a million times, but he does it in a game 5 now, too.
Well, it's like a Cunha,
superstar,
you know,
in the making.
But it's like all these young players in the NL East. There's a lot of good young players.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah.
Man.
And well, the Mets got some of them, too.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, the thing is, it's like it's the mental part of the game. So you have Clayton Kershaw, Cy Young Award winner, stud, as you pointed out, you know, one of the best pitchers of his era and all this other stuff, on the mound, and up comes this kid, Juan Soto. So the mindset of Kershaw is, I'm getting this guy. I got to get this guy. I'm going after him because he's Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
Right? And what does he do?
Yeah, I actually
think
that he
throws an 89-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle of the plate.
Yeah, it was even a little bit more in his wheelhouse, a little bit in. And then, but I think after the Rendon home run, he probably lost his confidence. I'm probably sure he was thrilled after that that one strikeout, and he comes back out, and then I'm sure he's still feeling great about himself. Then Rendon hits it out, and then at that point, I'm thinking he's probably thinking it's unraveling. Who would you rather be a part of yesterday as a team? Like, what team would you rather have dealt with? Being a part of the Braves, who had no shot in that game, and get blown out at home.
I don't want to lose either way. But if I had my choice, you know, the Braves are sitting there in their dugout, you know, like shell shocked.
Yeah.
After the first inning, like, what the hell just happened, and how did it happen, and how did it unravel? And plus, we're going against Flaherty, who's going to be the next great right-handed pitcher in the majors. So. I don't know. That would be really a hard thing to do, because then you go out on the field and you know the reality is that you're going to lose, and you're playing losing baseball anyway, and you're giving up runs as you go along. That had to be miserable for the Braves. The way this thing unfolded for the Dodgers was, you know, they had a chance.
Yeah.
You know, and they could have ended it, and they didn't. But they were in the game all the way to the end. And I could look at the manager and say, you did it again. You screwed up the bullpen again. It's your fault.
I guess, but at some point, I mean, come on. You're up 3-1. Get the outs, for crying out loud. Get the outs.
It's not about Dave Roberts. Get the outs. You know, I'm telling you, it may not be for us about Dave Roberts, but I am telling you, I can guarantee you, it's about Dave Roberts for Dodgers fans. That's going to be the prevailing thought, that it's all about him again.
Yeah, why put in Kershaw, really, is the question.
Well, he did. He got his job done. And then, I don't know, I almost feel like when he gave up that first home run, I'm like, all right, get him out. Get him out now.
Yeah.
Don't let him have to face Soto.
Yeah.
A lefty, I mean, to a righty, come on. I mean, a lefty to a lefty, and you wheelhouse the ball. I mean, that kid is like, like the last guy I'd want to be pitching to.
Yeah, he's another level. But that's probably what he was thinking with Soto, is lefty on lefty is probably what he was thinking, as opposed to go to somebody else.
Enough with the analytics, man. Hey. I'm so sick of it.
But that's probably what he was thinking.
Yeah, but Soto is a good enough player, it doesn't matter who's on the mound.
Especially when it's that pitch. When it's that pitch, it doesn't matter who it's coming from.
And I think, who was it? There's somebody on the Dodger staff that has basically controlled Soto, to a point.
Yeah.
And I was reading this morning that they felt like that maybe he should have been the guy. Maybe bring in Kelly a little bit earlier.
Or Kenta Maeda, maybe.
Or one of those. Yeah, I forget who it was. I'll have to look it up again. But I don't know, man. It's just, it's baseball, right? It's the beauty of baseball, and it's the beauty of really playoff baseball, especially when it's close. You know, the first game was not good and it was no fun, but the second game was. And the second game was like all the decisions that the manager has to make and how they get screwed up, and all of a sudden, the game gets away from you, and it's amazing how fast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.